बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सुत श्रीमदे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण की श्री श्री गौरनीताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter number 16, a description of Jambudvipa. Text number 20 and 21.
Tavat
Ubhayoho api
Radashoha
ya
Mrittika
Tatrasena
Anuvindyamana
Vayu
Arka Samyoga
Vipakena
Sada
Amaraloka
Abharanam
Jambu
Nadam Nama
Suvarnam
Bhavati
Yat
Uha
Vava
Vibhuda
Adayaha
Saha
Yuvati
Bihi
Mukuta
Kataka
Katisutra
Adi
Abharana
Rupena
Khalu
Dharayanti
Tavad
Ubhayorapi
Radashor
Ya Mrittika
Tad
Rasena
Anuvindyamana
Vayavyu
Arka
Samyoga
Vipakena
Sada
Amara
Lokabharanam
Jambunadam
Nama
Suvarnam
Bhavati
Yadnu
Ha Vava
Vibhudha
Adayaha
Saha
Yuvati Bir
Mukuta
Kataka
Kati
Sutra Adi
Abharana
Rupena
Kalu
Dharayanti
Word to
word meanings
Tavat
Entirely
Ubayoho
Api
Of
both
Radasoha
Of
the banks
Ya
Which
Mrittika
The mud
Tatrasena
With
the juice of the
Jambu fruits
That
flows
In the river
Anuvindyamana
Being saturated
Vayu
Arka Samyoga
Vipakena
Because of
a chemical reaction
with the air
and sunshine.
Sada,
always,
Amaraloka
Abharanam,
which
is used for
the ornaments of
the demigods,
the
denizens of
heavenly
planets,
Jambu
Nadam Nama,
named
Jambu Nada,
Suvarnam,
gold,
Bhavati,
becomes,
Yat,
which,
Uha
Vava,
indeed,
Vibhuda
Adayaha,
the
great demigods,
Saha,
with,
Yuvati
Bihi,
their
everlastingly
youthful wives,
Mukuta,
Crowns,
Kataka,
bangles,
Katisutra,
belts,
Adi,
and so
on,
Abharana,
of all
kinds of
ornaments,
Rupena,
in the
form,
Khalu,
indeed,
Dharayanti,
they
possess.
Translation
purported by His
Divine Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada.
The
mud on both
banks of the river
Jambu Nadi,
being
moistened by the
flowing juice
and then dried by the
air
and the
sunshine,
produces
huge
quantities of gold
called
Jambu Nada.
Denizens
of heaven
use this
gold for
various kinds of
ornaments.
Therefore,
all the
inhabitants of the heavenly
planets
and their youthful
wives
are fully decorated
with
golden helmets,
bangles
and belts,
and thus
they enjoy
life.
Purport.
By
the arrangement of the Supreme
Personality of Godhead,
the rivers
on some planets
produce
gold on their banks.
The
poor inhabitants
of this earth,
because of
their incomplete
knowledge,
are captivated
by a so-called
Bhagavan
who can
produce a small
quantity of
gold.
However,
it is understood that in a higher planet system in this material world, the mud on the banks of the Jambu Nadi mixes with Jambu juice, reacts with the sunshine in the air and automatically produces huge quantities of gold. Thus the men and women are decorated there by various golden ornaments and they look very nice. Unfortunately, on earth there is such a scarcity of gold that the governments of the world try to keep in reserve and issue paper currency. Because that currency is not backed up by gold, the paper they distribute as money is worthless. But nevertheless, the people on earth are very proud of material advancement. In modern times, girls and ladies have ornaments made of plastic instead of gold, and plastic utensils are used instead of golden ones. And people are very proud of their material wealth. Therefore, the people of this age are described in Manda Sumand as Manda Sumand Matayo Manda Bhagya Hi Upadruta. In other words, they are extremely bad and slow to understand the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have been described as Sumanda Matayaha because their conceptions are so crippled that they accept a bluffer who produces little gold to be God. Because they have no gold in their possession, they are actually poverty stricken and therefore they are considered unfortunate. Sometimes these unfortunate people want to be promoted to the heavenly planets to achieve fortunate positions as described in this verse, but pure devotees of the Lord are not at all interested in such opulence. Indeed, devotees sometimes compare the color of gold to that of bright and golden stool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed devotees not to be allured by golden ornaments and beautifully decorated women. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. A devotee should not be allured by gold, beautiful women, or the prestige of having many followers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confidentially prayed, Mama Janmani Janmanishwari Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahetikitvai. My Lord, please bless me with your devotional service. I do not want anything else. A devotee may pray to be delivered from this material world. That is his only aspiration. Ai Nandatunuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budav Krupaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sitadhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. The humble devotee simply prays to the Lord, kindly pick me up from the material world, which is full of varieties of material opulence, and keep me under the shelter of your lotus feet. Shri Narottam Das Thakur prays, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta, Prishabhanu Suta Yuta, Karuna Karaha Ye Bar, Narottama Dasakai, Na Teliha Rangapai, Tomavine Keache Amara. O my Lord, son of Nanda Maharaj, now you are standing before me with your consort, the daughter of Rishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Kindly accept me as the dust of your lotus feet. Please do not kick me away, for I have no other shelter. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati indicates that the position of the demigods who are decorated with golden helmets and other ornaments is no better than a phantasmagoria. Tridasha pur akasha pushpayate. A devotee is never eluded by such opulences. He simply aspires to become the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Some of the verses don't have purport. I'll just read out the translations from the verse number 11. Standing like a flagstaffs on the summits of these four mountains are a mango tree, a rose apple tree, a kadamba tree and banyan tree. These trees are calculated to have a width of 100 yojanas, 800 miles, and a height of 1100 yojanas, 8800 miles. Their branches are spread to be a radius of 1100 yojanas. Verse number 14. 13 and 14. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharata dynasty, between these four mountains are four huge lakes. The water of the first tastes just like milk, the water of the second like honey, and that of the third like sugarcane juice. The fourth lake is filled with pure water. The celestial beings such as Siddhas, Charanas and Gandharvas, who are also known as demigods, enjoy the facilities of these four lakes. Consequently, they have the natural perfection of mystic yoga, such as the power to become smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest. There are also four celestial gardens, namely Nandana, Chitraratha, Vaibrajaka and Sarvottabhadra. Text number 15. The best of the demigods, along with their wives, who are like ornaments of heavenly beauty, meet together and enjoy within those gardens, while their glories are sung by lesser demigods known as Gandharvas. Text number 16. On the lower slopes of Mandara mountain is a mango tree named Devachuta. It is 1100 yojanas high. Mangoes as big as mountain peaks and as sweet as nectar fall from the top of this tree for the enjoyment of the denizens of heaven. Purport. Just imagine, mango tree as big as mountain peak. In the Vayu Purana, there is also a reference to this tree by great learned sages. Aratranim shatani astav ekashasti adhikani cha falapramanam akhyatam rishibhis tattva darshibhir. Text number 17. When all the solid fruits fall from such a height, they break and the sweet fragrant juice within them flows out and becomes increasingly more fragrant as it mixes with other scents. The juice cascades from the mountains in waterfalls and becomes a river called Arunoda, which flows pleasantly through the eastern side of Ilavrata. We should go there. Text number 18. The pious wives of Yakshas act as personal maid servants to assist Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva. Because they drink the water of the river Arunodha, their bodies become fragrant, and as the air carries away that fragrance, it perfumes the entire atmosphere for 80 miles around. Well, they don't have to use, you know, perfume channel. Text number 19. Similarly, the fruits of the jambu tree, which are full of pulp and have very small seeds, fall from a great height and break to pieces. Those fruits are the size of elephants, and the juice gliding from them becomes a river named Jambu Nadi. This river falls a distance of 10,000 yojanas from the summit of Meru Mandara to the southern side of Ilavrata and floods the entire land of Ilavrata with juice. Purport. We can only imagine how much juice there might be in a fruit that is the size of an elephant but has a very tiny seed. Naturally, the juice from the broken jambu fruits forms waterfalls and floods the entire land of Ilavrata. That juice produces an immense quantity of gold, as it will be explained in the next verse. It's amazing. So, all these descriptions, we cannot understand. We cannot, you know, fathom all these truths. Once Srila Prabhupada commented that when he was in Switzerland, that from here I can see Meru Mountain, Meru Parvat. Right? So, all these, in First Kind of Bhagavatam also I was reading, there is a description of Ketu Mala Varsha, you know, all these Varshas. They are just beyond Himalaya Mountains. So Parikshit Maharaj was touring all over all those places, and that Ketumala Varsha, where all the women are very beautiful, and there is no disease, and you know, it's described, Prabhupada describes in First Kanda Bhagavatam. Like Srila Prabhupada described that Sukadeva Goswami, he came other side of the Himalaya mountain to Bharat Varsha. So originally he was not born in Bharat Varsha. He came from Himalaya mountains, like that. So if you go to Badrinath, you can see, you know, it's like Devabhumi, And then he just, that is, they call it, you know, Manor, you know, last village of India. Right? And then from Manor you go a little few miles from there, if you can walk, Alkapuri comes. Where, you know, Kuvera, they say that he has hidden all the diamonds and all in the ice, you know, in the barf, like that. But, you know, we cannot walk, you know. Like, there is a place, Swargarohan Panth, where Pandavas and all, they were walking. And then one by one they went. So, beyond a point, you know, they take a trekking and they go there. But beyond, after some time, after I think 15 kilometers after that, nobody can walk there. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, they went up. Like that. So, so that's why, if you could, sometimes, you know, the descriptions of Bhagavatam are there. Just like, you know, Maharaj Chitraketu, he had how many? 10 million wives or something. Right? So we cannot, you know, how can somebody have, you know, 1 crore wives? Right? Like once I asked one senior devotee, I can't understand, you know, how anybody can have so many wives. Even Krishna did not have. Right? So this is a description of Bhagavatam. It's not that, you know, you have to understand everything. You know, it's not that everything you have to understand. So when you become qualified, when you become very pure, so that time, you know, you can understand all these things. Otherwise, you know, we are actually trained in, you know, empiric science. And right from the beginning, you know, from the class 5, you know, they teach us, you know, seeing is believing. Right? During Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur's time, he had one disciple, Haigreve Das Brahmachari. He was from a well-to-do family. And then, right at the age of 11, he by-hearted the entire text of Bhagavad Gita. But he was from aristocratic family. Then when he read Shankaracharya's Sharirika Bhashya, he developed renunciation and he left to Haridwar. He was doing meditation. Then he heard a voice when he was sitting in Haridwar that you leave this place and go back to Calcutta. You will meet a Sadguru. Like that. So he left that place and he came back to Calcutta, and then he was going around. When in Katwa, he happened to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur. So as soon as he was touring along with his friends, as soon as he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he explained, you know, one should not, then he asked, you know, what are you doing? Then he said, we are all touring Tirthayatras. You know, then he explained, what is the real meaning of Tirthayatra? It's not that, you know, you see the deities with love, with material desires, with lust, but you should see the deities with love. Then immediately he became very influenced. Then he became initiated as Haigreve Das Brahmachari. Then he was, because he was well educated and English speaking, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur used to send him on a lot of preaching tours and preaching to elite people. In 1930, they were doing a 10 days festival of Janmashtami in Chaitanya Math in Kolkata. So every day they were actually inviting one dignitary or the other dignitary as chief guest, you know, as chief guest. So some of the that time, Dr. C.V. Raman, you know, Dr. C.V. Raman, he was a Nobel laureate. So he was doing research in Kolkata. Then some of his students, they were devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They were coming to Chaitanya Math at the time. So they protested to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur that, you know, you are inviting so many people, but you are not inviting our professor as chief guest, C.V. Raman. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, I have no objection. Then he sent Haigreve Prabhu to invite him, you know, to invite him. Then he went and met him, because Dr. C.V. Raman doesn't know Bengali or Hindi, so they were conversing in English. So when he invited him, he said, Dr. C.V. Raman said, I don't know anything about Krishna, so you better invite somebody who can speak about Krishna, you know, as a chief guest. Then he said, no, your students are coming to our mat, and you know, they are insisting that, you know, we invite you, so you please come. Then Dr. C.V. Raman said, I don't believe in your Kesto Bestu Bistu, means I don't believe in your Krishna and all that. I believe whatever is I can experience with my senses, you know, like that. Then Haigriva Prabhu, that time he was sitting in his office. On one side there is a window, on the other side is a wall. So he said, see, through this window you can see something, but beyond this wall, I can't see anything. Do you mean to say that there is nothing exists beyond this wall? Dr. C.V. Raman said, no, with the help of some instruments, you can perceive that. Then Haigriva Prabhu said, no, your instruments also are limited. They can give only limited access to you. Do you mean to say that beyond that nothing exists, your instruments? He said, no, it may exist, but because I have no apprehension of the reality beyond that instruments are, so I am not interested, you know, I am not interested knowing anything beyond that, my experience, because I want to believe whatever I see. Yeah. Haigriva Prabhu said, then he challenged, Dr. C.V. Raman challenged, if you show me God, your God, I will come. You know, I will come. Then Haigriva Prabhu argued with him, said, see, you have done research and then you got Nobel Prize. Some of your students, if they ask you to show them the truth that you have experienced by your experiments, can you show without teaching them first? Dr. Sivan said, no, first I have to teach them first. Just like, you know, I have done a lot of hard work. You know, I passed SSC, then intermediate, then BSc, then MSc, then PhD. They have to go through all this process and come to MSc and do PhD, then work with me for 5 years. Then I will show what my experiments are worth. Right? Then Haigriva Prabhu caught him. So for you to show your experimental results, you know, it will take them 10-15 years, and then, you know, they have to follow your process. You know, they have to follow your process. Then in the same way, why don't you give a chance, you know, to the sages and the Mahatmas and all? They also have a process, and you should follow their process before I can show you God. Right? Dr. C.V. Raman was very impressed. Yes, what you said is correct. Right? Then, I don't know whether he came or not. So, like that, people are very apprehensive, and they reject Bhagavad Gita and teachings of Bhagavatam without even reading them. You know, without even reading them. So for all of us, you know, Srila Prabhupada actually instructed us. He gave this Bhagavatam. You know, even if you cannot understand, it's Bhagavatam is simply nectar. You know, simply just read them, and it is so nice. You know, it is so nice. Just imagine, you know, having a fruits, big fruits, like, you know, mangoes, you know, they are so expensive, a common man cannot have mango juice, right? Like, once Prabhupada is very fond of mangoes, you know, Govindasi Mataji, once she blackmailed Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you know, you come to Hawaii, you know, lot of mango, because mangoes are there, because Hawaii is, you know, known for very nice, sweet mangoes. So, actually, Srila Prabhupada went, and then there were no mangoes. Like that. Just imagine, you know, such. So, it may be beyond our comprehension, but because it is given in Bhagavatam, we should simply accept it. You know? So, later on, when we become self-realized, when we become self-realized, then Krishna conscious, when we are being taken to Golok Vrindavan in golden aeroplane, you know, that time we are made to go through all these places. Right? It is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that we are made to go through all these places. Anywhere you become attracted, you know, you'll be left there. You know, you'll be left there. Because there is a, after this, you know, this earthly planet and all, when you go up, there is a layer of earth. and there is a layer of water, and there is a layer of air, there is fire, there is a layer of air, and there is a layer of ether, and this Brahman, impersonal Brahman, beyond that Vaikuntha. Right? So, beyond this Brahmanda, in the layer of the earth, hundreds and thousand times of more opulence than this Brahmaloka and heavenly planets. And the women are much more beautiful. And there is so much opulence. And we see it in the, you know, we look down from the airplane and then we see, wow, so nice. Then they leave you there. Right? They leave you there. Then you rot there for so many millions of years. Like that, we should be. That's why in Prabhupada, I have chosen this verse. Purport, Prabhupada is very clear. You know? So, luckily, Prabhupada, you know, in the same purport, again and again, again and again, Prabhupada is emphasizing on the same points again and again. Right? Other day, sometime back, in our Kalina Satsang, we are having some realization session. Then I asked, what is your realization? One Mataji, she was saying that I regularly read Srimad Bhagavatam and that I am very much impressed by Srila Prabhupada books and especially Bhagavatam. One thing I did not understand when I was reading this, Prabhupada is always writing the same thing again and again, again and again. And then she was saying, I thought to myself, Prabhupada, why are you writing the same thing again and again? You know? Then after one or two days when she was reading further, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada wrote that, you know, I am writing this again and again so that, you know, to make an impression upon you that, you know, how bad this material world is like that. Then she said, you know, I was amazed. You know, actually, there is nothing, no, Prabhupada books, you know, there is no need to explain for anybody else. You know, it is just, when a speaker sits here and speaks, it's not that I am superior to all of you. It is just, you know, satsang where we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and then we do manthan, you know, churning the nectar, right? Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, if I don't understand your books, what should I do? Prabhupada said, read again and again. They'll be revealed to you. Like that. So, we should have faith and then we should be very, very careful not to be attached to Prabhupada. That's why he warned, you know, devotees, they are not very bothered about this gold and all these beautiful women. Like, you know, in Andhra they have, you know, they say, you know, weekly ornaments. Means, for each day, what to wear during marriage ceremonies they have to give. Means seven kinds of ornaments. You know? Like one kind on Monday, to wear on Monday, there one kind of, you know, earrings, another kind of, you know, jhumkas, and another kind of necklace and waist belt. Right? Other day I was giving class and I was saying, you know, waist belt, kamar, you know? Waist belt means kamarband, you know? Kati. So I said, Prabhuji, mera patni ko kamar band kharidne ke liye mera kamar toot raha hai. like that. Aajkal they have gold, you know, available on the banks of the rivers. And nowadays they have to work so hard. Like that. So, we should. Now they have so much opulence that Srila Prabhupada saying all of them nowadays in modern civilization. People are, they have to work so hard, still they can only afford plastic jewelry and plastic plates. You know, it is said that during Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, when he was performing Rajasuya sacrifice, they were feeding all the brahmanas, all the visitors in golden plates. You know, golden plates. And they can take them back. Not that, you know, wash it and keep it back. You know, wash and keep it back. They can just take. After the Mahabharata war was over, Maharaj Yudhishthira wanted to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Right? And then Ashwamedha Yajna requires a lot of money. So, because of the war, you know, expenses, they have exhausted all the treasury. There is no money. Then, you know, Krishna is there. So, they all turn to Krishna. What to do now? Krishna said, don't worry. Then he took Arjuna to Himalaya mountains. I think Maharaj Mandata. Maharaj Mandata, he was so opulent that Brahmanas have, because he would perform so many sacrifices. Brahmanas are refusing to attend their sacrifice because, you know, he would stuff them with so much gold and they didn't know where to keep it. You know, all the Brahmanas. So they are fed up of carrying gold plates and gold spoons and all. They left them in the Himalayas. So Krishna knows that. So Krishna said, don't worry. Come, let us go to Himalaya and then we'll take all that gold plates and left over by Brahmanas and Rishis. Right? So like that, that is the kind of opulence they had. Now, you know, they have... you know, Prabhupada is writing in the purport, you know, this paper currency, right? So what is this paper currency? They are saying, if you take any note, you know, if you take any note, it is written, you know, I promise to pay the bearer, you know, such a amount, if it is 100 rupees or 500 rupees. Right? So that promise, that is signed by whom? RBI? Governor. Do you know him? Do you know him? He knows you? Then there is a promise. Right? You don't know him, I don't know him. But there is a promise. Right? But this government, they are cheating. Previously, in the previous notes, it used to be like, I promise to pay the bearer such a amount on demand. Now they removed that. You know why? Because any time in the night you can go to him and ask, you know, give me the value of this note. What is the value of this note? Gold. So he has to give me that much gold. Suppose nowadays 100 rupees gold means it will be so minute, if you breathe it will fly away. Right? It is so small. So Prabhupada, that's why he said, you know, this currency is nothing but glorified paper. So this government, there are four defects, you know. Right? There are four defects. That is, you know, cheating, you know, cheating propensity, you know, committing mistakes and all. So government has, you know, absolute monopoly about cheating. Right? they are simply cheating. Why? Because, you know, this democracy means what, you know? It is, the government is ruled by untrained, unqualified, aam aadmi. You know, to become a driver, you need training. But to become prime minister, you don't need any training. Any illiterate aam aadmi can become, you know, prime minister or ruler. And they made, you know, this in 1947, whatever, they made this constitution. You know, so who has written this constitution? Not by some Mahatmas or sages. You know, Ambedkar, Vallabhai Patel and Nehru. Right? And three of them, they could never get along with each other. They fought with each other like anything. So they could not, you know, agree to each other's opinions. So finally, Dr. Ambedkar, he authored the constitution. And in that constitution, they have, you know, many, like Vedas, they have Samhitas and all. You know, and they said, you know, they have all the judiciary, parliament, this thing, that thing. And, you know, And because they are not so perfect, you know, they have, you know, amendments. You know, from time to time, you know, constitutional amendments they do. Right? So they said, you know, secularism. You know, this secularism means what? Secularism means, just like, you know, there is allopathy, there is homeopathy, you know, there is Ayurveda, there is Unani, so many medicines. Then I'll say, I am diseased, but you know, there are so many systems of medicine, I am so confused reading all these systems and I don't know which system to follow. That's why I will not take any medicine, I will simply suffer. Like that, you know, there are so many religions, we don't know which religion to follow, because everybody says my religion is the best. So, we have nothing to do with God. You know, we have nothing to do with God. And God means, no, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. God only gives the laws. So, the godless society means, there is no lawless, it is a lawless society. And there is no law means, like people are like animals. And that is why, people are becoming more and more unhappy. You know, more and more unhappy. So that is why Srila Prabhupada is saying that, you know, we should actually accept this Krishna consciousness and follow it perfectly. Like, you know, that is why, like Krishna, like Prabhupada is quoting, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani janmanishwari, bhavtad bhaktir, ahetri gitvahi. Sometimes one devotee was saying, see, I don't want dollars, you know, I don't want euro, you know, I don't want, you know, Canadian dollars, you know, nadanam, but I only want few rupees, right? There is a lot of renunciation, right? Like, there is something called false renunciation. Srila Prabhupada said, standing behind, you know, RBI bank. So, you know, see, so much gold is there, so much money is there, you know, I am renouncing it. Right? I am renouncing it. So, Srila Prabhupada said, that bank doesn't belong to you, what do you mean you renounce it? Right? So, that is why Vaishnavas do not renounce, they only announce. What is that? That Krishna is the owner of everything. Right? We don't renounce. We only announce that everything belongs to Krishna. You know, so, tax-free. You know, if you say that everything belongs to me, then you have to pay tax. But if you say that everything belongs to Krishna, and there is no tax. Right? So, this nadanam najanam, Srila Prabhupada says, that no, going back home, back to Godhead. You know? What is meant by going back home, back to Godhead? In order to go back to Goloka, you have to leave this loka. Right? One step here, one foot here, you can't. Right? That's why Srila Prabhupada was there walking, and then somebody said, Prabhupada, moon, you know, full moon, it's so looking so beautiful. Srila Prabhupada said, don't praise these material things. Even if you have a 1% attachment to these material things, you have to come back. You know? Like that. That is why, so as long as we have this concept, you know, that aham mameti, you know, aham mameti. So this quarrel and disagreement is based on aham mameti. You know, this belongs to me, that belongs to me, and they fight. You know, Kali Yuga means quarrel and hypocrisy, fight, right? Quarrel and you know, hypocrisy, like that. That is why it is said that in the spiritual world there are no problems. Right? In the material world there is no solutions. Right? In the spiritual world there are no problems. You are simply blissful. In the material world there is no solution. Right? Like education is not a solution. Right? Getting a job is not a solution. Retirement is not a solution. You know, death is not a solution. That's why recently one college, they were sporting one, you know, slogan behind their, you know, t-shirt. said, no job, no problems. Why? No job means no money. No money means no wife. No wife means no problems. You know? But, you know? But even in, Srila Prabhupada said, even in ISKCON, resolutions, revolutions, dissolutions, but there is no solution. Right? Like that. That is why we should take up this spiritual life very seriously. It is said that to accept spiritual life, you know, we should not have any material reasons. You know, we should not have any material reasons. Like, that's why it is said, spiritual life means purifying, material life means justifying. Right? We'll say, Prabhuji, why are you not coming for, you know, for the programs? Prabhu, I am a grihastha. You know, you must know. Right? Otherwise, I'll say, I am very fallen, Prabhu. I am not qualified. Right? So, material life means always justifying. But spiritual life means purifying. That is why this material life is asatyera satyakarmane. We accept something which is untruth as truth and some truth as untruth. That's why this material life is hopeless, and especially in the present age, you know, the situation is very bad, you know, it's completely hopeless, right? So that is why our only hope is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Right? So, then the world is becoming more and more, like other day Bhima Prabhu was saying, no, that India is becoming biggest exporter of, you know, beef. And directly, you know, our problems are directly proportionate to how much cow killing we are doing. You know, the more people kill cows, and the more there will be problem of shortage of, you know, water and food. That is why we are starting, you know, our Varnashrama, like we are, you know, starting our own farms and, you know, become self-sufficient. Right? Devotees should be interested, you know. Like we think we are city-bred people and we are not, you know, we don't believe in Varnashrama system. One devotee was saying, if you don't believe in Varnashrama system, then you have no business in Golok Vrindavan. Right? Because in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna has perfect Varnashram system. Only cows and the calves and, you know, Krishna leads a very simple life, right? He has no bhavans and all. He is simply taking care of the cows and calves. Right? Bhaktivinoda Prabhu says, no? After all this education, he was saying, one class, that, you know, like this, there are, government is cheating in another way. There are so many engineering colleges, you know, in every 1 kilometer there is engineering college. So now there are two kinds of engineers are produced. One is employable engineers, another is unemployable engineers. Right? All unemployable engineers are from join IYF and BYC like me. Hari Vilas Prabhu was telling, you know, Hari Vilas Prabhu was saying to Bhanu Maharaj, Maharaj, thank you very much. You preach very nicely in IIT Chennai. You are preaching them very nicely. They are coming to Seattle and joining in Boeing and here and there. And they come to our temple and they become very good dishwashers. You know? Why, you know, go all the way to America to wash the dishes, you know? Right? Then, employable engineers also, you know, very bad. Their situation is very bad. And he is saying that, why did you come to city? He said, no, for earning bread and butter. And then he said, in the city, bread and butter you have to earn, jam is free. You know, traffic jam. Right? In Golok Vrindavan also there is a traffic jam, you know that? Huh? Krishna has to face traffic jam. Because cows and calves, they are so loving to Krishna, they just, you know, don't allow him to move. They just, you know, gather around him, you know, licking his feet and licking his hands and all that. And, you know, they don't allow him to move like that. So, this is actually beautiful life. You know. So, in Golok Vrindavan also, you know, so, like our Damodar Dulal Prabhu was explaining, you know. So how, you know, cow, you know, how just have one cow and a piece of land, you can live very peacefully. You know, very peacefully. You know, just like, you know, you they need fuel, right? So cow gives, you know, cow dung. So cow dung becomes fuel. Right? So you use cow dung and use it, then you make, like they say that, you know, rotis made with cow dung fire, they are most delicious, tasty chapatis you can make. Right? Like that. And then cow produces ghee. That is the oil, fuel for digestion. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam dehamashitam. Right? Then you milk, you give, cow gives milk, and that is the fuel for our energy. On the other hand, if you cut the cow and eat, 10 people's food you have to feed one cow, you know, to get 1 kilo of beef. Like that. That's why this one devotee was saying that we should change the spelling of ecology. Right? We should add a W. Right? ECOWLOGI. Ecology. Ecology. Right? Ecology. And you go there, you know, so I loved that place. You know, I took some devotees also. They loved that place. You know, playing with the cows and, you know, so unfortunate, you know. Cow is so beautiful and so sattvic and, you know, you call them by their names, after some time they start recognizing and all that. You know, they don't attack and all. Unfortunately, instead of taking care, you know, we municipality doesn't allow us to take care of cows. You know, but they take care of, they allow us to take care of their dogs. You know, like that. So, we should adapt to simple living. Right? Srila Prabhupada said simplicity. Right? Simplicity, he talked about simplicity, but he didn't talk about simply city living. simplicity living. Right? So we should, devotees, we should, you know, train ourselves, yeah, to go to sometime Talasari farm and live there, you know, take care of the cows, you know, take care of the calves, you know, do some farming, you know. So actually in future, you know, we have to be self-sufficient, otherwise there will be shortage of food and water. Right? So we should lead a simple life. And, you know, practice Krishna consciousness. And be aware, like Prabhupada is writing in the purport, that we should not be attached to, like Prabhupada, you know, writes, that we should not be attached to going to heavenly planets. So there is all this description, all the heavenly damsels, you know, wearing all golden ornaments and fragrance is there. They don't have to put scent. Right? They don't have to put scent. Even some of the earthly women like Draupadi and all, from Draupadi's body, she is so beautiful that from Draupadi's body, the fragrance of blue lotus flowers used to emanate. And in Mahabharata it is said that all the sakis, they were giving bath to Draupadi, they used to become so attracted. Of course, that time this kind of unnatural sex is not there. So they used to pray that, you know, I wish we become a man so that we can enjoy this beauty. So, like Draupadi and all. So, they were so beautiful. So, all these things are there, but Srila Prabhupada, you know, all the, you know, description is there, all, yes, you know, very nice. But, pure devotees, they reject, like Tuccha. It's useless, Phantasmagoria. You know, once Srila Prabhupada gave an interview on BBC, and he spoke something. Then he came back to Mumbai. So, our Gurudas Prabhu, he was taking Prabhupada in one, in one hospital somewhere. And then they were traveling in a lift. And then one Indian gentleman met Prabhupada in the lift. Oh, I seen you, Swamiji, I heard you. Yeah, BBC interview, you know, just 2 days back. Then he commented, oh, the world is so small. You know, then Srila Prabhupada, while coming out of the lift, he commented, and not only small, but it is worthless also. You know, it is no use. Right? Pure devotees, once Prabhupada was walking in Mexico, you know, there was a huge some dustbin. Prabhupada, it was written on that dustbin, you know, in Spanish language. So Prabhupada asked, what is written there? Prabhupada, that is, they said, you know, throw your garbage in this dustbin. Oh, Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada commented, oh, we should throw this material world in there. Like, they see this material world as a garbage. Right? So, reading again and again Prabhupada books, you know, we should drill into our heads, you know, that while going through Goloka Vrindavan, when they will show us all this, you know, sightseeing. Right? We'll see all this Jambu River, all this. But if you become attracted, we'll be left over here. So, that time when we see, we'll say, no, Prabhupada said, you know, this is all nonsense, Phantasmagoria. No, I want only Goloka Vrindavan. Then they will take you all there. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Grass world only? Grass. No, it's not invisible to us. We are not qualified to see. Just like, you know, there are some microbes. Can you see? No. But if you have a microscope, you can see. Like that, if you develop that vision, you can see. Sukadeva Goswami is seeing. Srila Prabhupada is seeing. Any other questions? Grandraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.